Shark Chat Freestyle for Monday, September 16th, 2013. Hey, how you doing? Just got done with a karate class, so I'm on the ride home. Short ride home, so I will keep this short. I have been thinking a lot about sleep. Not in the way that you think, I wish I were asleep, but in the way that, are you sure you're awake? And does the subconscious mind ever really turn off? I've been paying particular attention to the cycles that I go through to relax and fall asleep, and realize that my mind is truly relaxing when random thoughts and visions and sounds and things start popping into my head. That way I know I'm releasing from the conscious into the subconscious and letting the subconscious take over, which is really hard some nights because, you know, your brain wants to keep going, thinking about this and doing that. But found that by counting slowly backwards from 100, rarely do I make it out of the 80s, you know, and counting fairly slowly, not 99, 98, 97, 96, but, you know, taking a deep breath between each one. And then somewhere in the 80s, I'll get some random flash of thought or something and realize that sleep is setting in. Well, the same thing is kind of true in the morning when I wake up, in that, you know, I can hop in the shower and have a lot of creative thoughts and be thinking clearly, but there's still like almost like lightning strikes. Just, whoa, where did that come from? Maybe I'm not really as awake as I thought I was. And this can go on throughout the day. Not, you know, if I'm focused on something, it generally doesn't happen. But this afternoon I was doing dishes, putting the dishes away, and all of a sudden, it's like this boil, the thoughts and the brain cycles of this boiling pot of water. And every once in a while, something will come up from the bottom. Have no idea where this thought came from. Today's random thought at lunchtime while I'm putting away dishes was Barfy, the dog from the Family Circle cartoon. Why that came into my mind, I have no idea. But Barfy it was, and made me think, what causes this? I mean, is this normal? Do other people do this? I can understand the falling asleep part, but these random thoughts in the middle of the day, I wasn't particularly focused real hard on anything, because putting away dishes is kind of a mindless task. As long as the forks end up where the forks go, and the glasses end up where the glasses go, and the bowls end up where the bowls go, I'm pretty good. But Barfy? I'm not so sure. Again, I want to know if this happens to other people. Now, I realize we're not doing the dog days, and that everybody who was listening is not listening at this time. But let me know. Just let me know. Because I think that there's some connection. I've heard that the brain's normal state is to be asleep, and it takes a lot of work to stay awake. So maybe this is my brain's way of saying, hey, remember me? I'm the normal state. I'm punching through to give you a subliminal subconscious thought. And here it is from 20, 30 years ago. Maybe it's something that I've never thought of, or a tune that I haven't heard before. I don't know if I mentioned this before or not, but I often, in fact, more mornings than not, wake up with a song in my head. Sometimes it's a classical song. Sometimes it's a song from church. Sometimes it's a Billy Joel song. Who knows? I wake up with music in my head, and it's a great way to start the day most days. The radio's not going while I'm sleeping, and so far as I know. The iPhone's not playing. There's no reason this should happen, but the brain, there's got to be some strong connection to music, or at least music in my brain. So the whole subconscious-conscious thing, I don't think it's an on-off switch. I think it's like a big potentiometer that doesn't always get one way or the other. Because if it did get one way or the other, you'd have to, people wouldn't be able to wake up when they hear the sound of their child crying in the middle of the night. Or, you know, familiar sounds would suddenly poke through and wake you up that you didn't want. You know, every time the furnace kicked on, do I want to wake up? No, I've learned to ignore that sound. But as a parent, I often have, you know, an ear for, oh, the sound of a door opening or something that might cause, you know, a signal danger or harm or something like that. So I don't think ever completely shut down, and I don't think you're completely ever turned on all the way, consciously. That's my theory. I'm no psychiatrist, psychologist, brain surgeon, or anything. That's just my observations after several years. Yes, I've been studying this, not documenting it, but doing a self-study for several years on waking and sleeping. And you know, it's not like I'm deprived of sleep. I generally get 8 hours a night. But something is definitely going on, and I will continue to monitor it and want to know if any of you have had similar experiences. So, I'm home. Thanks for sharing the ride. Talk to you later.